Yeah. I'm brand new riding through my old hood.
Make it look oh so good.
You know they might be hating, but them pros would.
Make it look oh so good.
I'm cool, dude. I'm cool too. Bunch of cool dudes. It's a cool view. Yes. Episode 4. CUNY Radio. Live from the glorious Red Room Studio, I am your favorite uncle, Corey Matthews. And I'm here with my dog.
It's your boy, it's always your boy, it's Holly.
It's always your boy.
Always.
This is the podcast where we talk a little bit. Rap a little bit.
Okay.
Talk a little bit more. Rap some more. And then we end it with the shameless
plugs.
Hollywood, what's going on, man?
Chilling, man. You know how we do. Work a little bit, rap a little bit, work a little bit more, then rap some more.
This is the podcast where we talk a lot of music because we love it so much. We have a beautiful, beautiful sponsor, MK3 Imagery.
Damn right.
And they pass us this cup where we fill it with questions from around the world and around the corner.
And from our favorite listeners, which are you guys.
All right, make sure if you haven't heard of us, hit all the platforms. All of the platforms, and CUNY Radio was there. You guys got some catching up to do.
Damn right.
Big time in music right now. And we're happy to be a part of it as well as talk shit about it. All right, so at this time, you know, we don't want to waste any more seconds.
Yeah.
We're going to grab the MK3 Imagery Cup.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to grab our first question. Now, who's picking this question, me or you?
Do we do rock, paper, scissors for the cup?
No, that's only meant for nuclear bombs, okay? And
nuclear warfare and
Plan B visits. We got to go get a Plan B. That's it.
No.
Who's going to do that?
I don't do rock, paper, scissors for that. I already know what I'm doing.
Got him in the drawer already.
Got him for sale.
Guys, we're going to grab this cup now. All right. Why don't you pick? You pick the question?
Okay.
Okay, and let's set this off. Episode 4.
MK3 cup in my hand. Let's look. All right. The first question is, favorite hip hop music video or music video in general.
Okay.
I will say to pick whatever your favorite is. I have a couple of favorites, but
I have a lot of. You know, listen. Every answer we give is not our deathbed answer, but it's like. We're willing to stand on it for the time. We have so much, so many favorites of things. All right. So my favorite music video is like it brings me a nostalgic feel.
Okay.
Okay. Year 1995.
Okay. 95 is a good year.
Good year.
Good year for hip hop, especially.
I'm a little 10-year-old child.
Okay.
And we just got cable for like the first time. Like, yo, growing up, I never had cable, bro.
Power.
Bobby Simmons used to hold it down with the videos when I come, you know, things of that nature.
Shout out to Bobby Simmons.
Shout out to Bobby Simmons. You wasn't there. You wasn't there. Bobby Simmons used to hold it down with the videos. But I finally got cable for the first time. I'm like, you know, just shocked about everything. And
you know your favorite, you already knew the favorite channels from hearing everybody else talk.
Exactly.
Around 95, it was definitely MTV, BET, you know, maybe, was VH1 around at that time? I think it was.
Yeah, but, you know, they were
a little more pop culture.
Yeah, they weren't doing like.
They weren't doing nigga shit.
Yes. My favorite video all times, Lost Boys, Lex Coops, Beamers. And
that's crazy.
Okay, directed by Matt X.
Okay,
I tried to find other things that he did. I just couldn't find what else. But all I know is the way the lights worked in that basketball court at night. Big cars out. You know what I mean? Those kids from Queens, you know, had a very familiar vibe to me as a kid. You know what I'm saying? the way they had all their peoples in the park, it was like, you just knew that, okay. Mind you, this is their first big video, really, but...
Yeah, yeah. And Lost like, Boys was like, official.
Like, knew the neighborhood was with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The neighborhood what? They still with them.
Still with them.
In Southside, Jamaica, they still have Freaky Todd there.
Speaking of which,
to this day,
Big Piece lost to me. From that group, you know what I'm saying? I felt like that might have been a small piece of why they didn't continue going. Just his energy in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
When it was removed, it was like, that voice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, that video made me understand, you know, that this is happening closer and closer to me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're only right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We neighbors. You know what I mean? But hands down, Lex Cruz Beamer's in the band, that beat is just so fire. The little dances they was doing back and forth. You can't beat the energy matched of that video. So that's what I'm going to have to stand on. Lost Boys, LOST to the BOYZ. Love y'all, man. Thank y'all for y'all contributions to hip hop.
Okay.
So what you got for me, Hollywood?
I have a few. I have a lot of favorite videos, but there are two that stand out to me.
Okay.
Two that really stand out to me. One of them is not, it's not a hip hop record.
Okay.
But I'm gonna keep it strictly hip hop right now, and we can talk about the other one at another time. But my favorite video, 1997. Begins with a man standing on top of a building, and the news is broadcasting this man standing on top of the building, and he's apparently threatening to jump. Helicopters flying around him. And the beginning of the song kind of goes like this.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfucker.
Yeah, Triumph is by Wu-Tang Clan is hands down my favorite fucking video ever.
Very big budget at the time. That like when that type of animation was not here every day.
I just want to read. I want to read a little description that I got of this video. Okay, so we all know it's from the Wu-Tang Forever album, 1997,
it's a
double disc.
Ooh, with some joints on that.
Man, listen. I mean, RZA was probably the best producer at that time, or one of the best. I think there was other people coming. I think Timbaland was in that circle, and fucking Dre, of course. And, you know, so the video was directed by Brett Ratner. If nobody knows who Brett Ratner is, he is a movie producer. He produced things such as, X-Men movie. X-Men because it's one of my favorite things to watch. Tower Heist was a good movie. The Revenant. I think The Revenant wasn't that movie where Leo DiCaprio got raped by a bear or something like that?
You know, I don't recall.
Movies like that. And he also has sexual harassment, misconduct, accusations against
him too.
By six different women, last I knew.
Him too.
Yeah, but it was in 1997. Ratner revealed that Raekwon is the one that came up with the treatment. The video costed $800,000. $800,000 to make that video, and I call it a movie, you know, a short film. ODB, which I kind of knew because he had a mask on. He wasn't really in the video, but it was, you know, of course, it was a guy standing on the building. They said it was a little dirty. You know, that's basically all I'm saying about that. But yeah, hands down, produced by RZA. The beat has a few samples from like karate flicks and shit like that.
You know, Wu-Tang always pushed the bar when it came to everything that they possibly could do.
Yeah.
this hip hop culture. And just to double back, I just want to also give a shout out to Easy Mo B. All right, the producer of the Lex Coupe, Beamers and the Benz, and so many others responsible for a lot of the Biggie joints and things of that nature. I just have to make sure before I leave here, I gotta say Easy Mo B. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the first question from the MK3 Imagery Cup. And when we come back, I'm gonna give you bars. Any radio?
Yep.
You may not always like what they have to say, and you may not always agree with how they say it.
And you know what? Whoever's with you and on your team, take them, whether they're white, Spanish, Irish, Indian, and other types of cultures of women that I would fuck.
But one thing's for sure.
This is going to sound so fucking bad.
They don't give a shit how you feel about it.
No. Let's get back to the cuntiness.
This is Sorry, I'm Not Sorry. This is a podcast about the unapologetic opinion of two longtime friends, starring Depp.
I started coming up with a list of motherfuckers who are banned from Wakanda.
And Holly.
Well, I like a movie about a black dude killing a bunch of white people. That interests me.
This is the Sorry, I'm Not Sorry podcast. Find them on the iTunes podcast app, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, or wherever the hell you find your podcasts. And now, back to the show to get these bars.
Here we go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're familiar with this show, you know it is time for the world-famous rock, paper, scissors.
Ooh.
All right, boss, you ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, say shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, say shoot. Yes, luck.
All right, that means I go first.
All right, boss man, let's have it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the mind.
Here we go.
CUNY
Radio.
Yeah.
If it weren't for my children, I'm probably already dead. Trying to get rid of the habits that leave me crying in bed. I ain't got no shame, I'm just a victim of voices lying in my head. Blessed to see another day, I'd be lying if I said it. Fuck it, shook that island up, about to make a city move. Came the longest way from 6XTs and Dickie suits. Break it down, ship it out, I can make the city snooze. Mix it up, pick a fixer up, make them titties bruise. Yeah, fuck that, it ain't tricking. If you got a shit, it's cheaper to keep her. I ain't trippin' off a profit, bitch. Open up they mouth for shit. That'll tear, gossiping. Silky sheets for pretty hair, powder face, goddesses. I took the reefer route. Be in house, y'all don't see him out. Stressing, meditating, burning sage to keep the demons out. Just another underrated rapper with some new screws. Overlook the city skyscraper from this new view.
Yo, actually, the motivation is some more action. Like the cheerleader, when and bought a floor package. Ego is the enemy, I promise you. But never let them ever think they hot as you. I just use the paddle shifters when I'm lighting bogeys. Yeah, they know me, dipping when the profit's holding. This block ain't used to money, man, the product's slowing. Moved it up the street, now that product's growing. I always wanted fangs like Neff, and sex with that pretty girl from Friday after next. See, once I hit the highway, I was set. Had this fiend singing Usher my way on the steps. Flow mean like a Disney movie stepmoms. All these silly groupies over neck charms. No time for highlights, still making plays. Shots read bedtime stories like Major Payne. Yeah. Episode 4.
So that just happened to be those bars.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what this is, man. This is the podcast where we talk a little bit.
Huh?
Rap a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit more.
What?
Rap a little bit more. And then we end it with some shameless plugs.
Plugs.
At this time, we're going to grab this beautiful MK3 Imagery Cup.
Okay.
Where the questions come from around the world and around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pick out our second question. Here we go.
Your turn.
It's on me. It's on me.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Hollywood.
Okay.
It was a tough one. It's a tough one.
Mm.
All right?
Okay.
The question is, the record to you,
mm-hmm.
where the MC ripped all three verses.
Mm.
Not one, not two, not a couple hard bars.
Mm-hmm.
All three destroyed. Give me that record to you.
Mm-hmm. You want me to answer first?
I think it's on you, bro. It's on you.
Okay. We'll set the setting again. 1995.
Mm. What a year.
A good year.
What a year.
A good year. Album 456.
Mm.
Can you guess who that is?
The cool man, the cool G.
The cool G.
Ooh-wee.
Now, as I said in a previous episode, I'm a fan of angry rap music.
Yes, you established that.
The song, but he ripped all, murdered, all, he literally murdered, because that's all he was talking about, was killing niggas.
Okay.
He murdered all three verses. It's on the album 5456, which is one of my favorite albums.
Mm-hmm.
Executioner Style.
Wow.
Which says it all.
Says it all.
Three verses, ripped all three fucking verses. It was actually in Complex's 2013 article of the 25 most violent rap songs of all time.
Oh my god, it made the papers?
It made the papers. 2013, and this is 2013 where they established this. It ranks number 14. Number 14 on the 25 most violent rap songs between OC Story.
Mm-hmm.
From 1994 and NWA One Less Bitch. From 1994.
I guess that's good company.
Yeah.
I guess that's good company.
Yeah.
Cool G Rap, you know, he's one of those guys that, if you're into hip hop, if you're a student like we are, mm-hmm. you know, you have to name that name.
You got to. His rap style is too fucking unique still to this day. Like, his voice, that lisp, it all worked out for him.
It all worked out for him. You know what I'm saying?
And his rap style, the shit that he talks about, it just, you know, it just means murder. That's it.
Yo,
let me ask
you a question. What year was that again?
95.
95, yes. Good year.
Mm-hmm.
Good year. Shout out to Cool G Rap.
Definitely.
All right, if you youngsters don't know 456, it's a joint. You know what I mean? It's many joints on there. Many.
And it was produced by, what the fuck is his name? Dr. Butcher, who made most of the songs on his, if not all of them, on 456.
That is what's okay. Now, I guess I have to turn around and answer the same question, right?
Yeah.
Woo.
I want to hear your answer.
You already know that it was a lot of work to come to this conclusion.
Definitely here. Some crate digging. Because you don't get a lot of songs nowadays with three verses anymore.
Absolutely.
I mean, nowadays, especially the songs you hear on the radio, these niggas usually got a hook, a verse, and a hook, and that's it.
Nice little bridge, you know what I mean? Waste some time. Waste some time.
Yeah.
All right, my record setting is 1996.
Okay. Okay.
Also a good year.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. The year of Reasonable Doubt, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Another
one of my favorite.
Now, this record, I don't think it made the album, but it's around the time Nasty Nas, It Was Written album came out.
Okay.
All right. The record is Street Dreams Remix.
Oh.
Featuring, you know who, the other guy. The other guy's in a little trouble right now. But Nas's three verses on the Street Dream remix, absolutely, like, class was in session from verse one to the last couple bars in verse three. All right, produced by the legendary track masters. What's up, guys? Where y'all at? What y'all do? I need to get some what y'all got, because at that time, yo, Tony Pope was doing a lot of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit. The Power of Now stuff came up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After, so Tony Pope was, amongst other industry things that they've done. most definitely to me, one of the most legendary verses. And it's just like, even if you just fast forward to, let's say, that third verse, okay? And he brings in like a nice story at the end.
That's nice.
I mean, like, well, you know, not too many people can tell stories like him.
Yeah.
But when he said, that's Nas, ain't it?
Yeah.
Got rich from entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He came in. That to me was like artistry at its finest. You know, the fact that you can put a story in the middle of what it is that you're actually doing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You know, all he did do his thing, you know? The video setting, you know, real, I would say Hype was doing, definitely Hype did that.
Okay.
Video, I believe Hype did. You know, that cinematic feel.
Yeah.
By far, top three verses I feel in the world. And, you know, there's like a Lloyd. Remember when we used to bump the Rotten Apple by Lloyd Banks all the time?
Yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, he got close on, you know, featuring
that's
Don Rakim. That's up
definitely
there.
Up there.
That's up there.
That's definitely up there. Yeah, yeah.
You understand to the name.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Come on, son.
Yeah.
So shout out to Nas, Tony Polk, and the other guy.
And Nas is definitely who you look up to, who is one of his.
How does that tie into Cool G, Mr. 456? Ladies and gentlemen, that was the second question from the MK3 Imagery Cup.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor, do us a favor. Please hit an email, cuneradio@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Send your comments and questions. All right, your thought. We would love to hear them and air them, but guess what it is?
And we'll shout you out.
It is time for those bars.
Yeah.
All right, be right back in a minute. CUNY Radio.
Let's do it.
And now, back to the show to get these bars.
All right, we're back.
Yeah.
With the world famous Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Damn right.
For the second time.
Okay.
Here we go.
Rock, Paper, Scissors, says shoot.
All right, that's on me.
Yeah, man. Let's do this.
Who else out there chasing blue hunnids? Who else out there got their crew running? Who else out there doing true numbers? Ooh, ooh. Steady house music ain't nothing to play with. The hand that I just used to cut up the weight with, that's the same hand my wife says is her favorite. Yeah, for the screen I rep it like Bob Cools. Last Sunday sat in church still sweating from the booze. Never was deprived but accustomed to the blues. Been to 40 Mets games and every time the niggas lose. I done spent college tuition on drink spill. Had the VIP so flooded they sent gills. White man leave a will, black man leave a bill. Either I'm hard to kill or niggas shoot like O'Neal. You ain't see pain till God take your son from you. I don't think we friends unless my daughter got a hug from you. Yeah, if I ain't never got no love from you, drink a red straight beer or even smoke a bug with you. Yeah, who else? Who else out there chasing blue hunnids? Who else out there got their crew running?
Yeah.
Who else out there doing true numbers?
There's a real house company. I'd rather take my enemies to lunch with me and leave them with the bill, cause shoot the kill just ain't enough for me. I'm petty. I run up on your pops and shoot the heady like my champagne lukewarm. My lobster with spaghetti. Lot of shit to do cause I ain't really one with optimistic views. And trying to stop it till the diamonds is Pacific blue. Keep an eye on your girl. Host ups and numbers too. She always keep a nigga on deck when she done with you. I promise. I try to play the game right, keep the grass low, but snakes hide them. You were plain sight. Used to think the stars were the line for me. Took a sabbatical to fight anxiety. Came back with a dynasty. Now I'm having wet dreams of white girls on jet skis who sex mean like the hair pulled and their breast squeezed. Huh. These views only represent Holly, but if you with it, then you probably fucked up as I be.
Who else? Who else out there chasing blue hunnids? Who else out there got their crew running? Who else out there doing true numbers? Who else? Who else out there chasing blue hunnids? Who else out there got their crew running?
Yeah.
Who else out there doing true numbers? Ooh. Yes. Yes.
You are listening to CUNY Radio, a music podcast on the Erase Podcast Network. This is your favorite uncle, Corey Matthews.
And it's your boy, it's always your boy, it's Holly.
And we are representing Cool University on iTunes,
SoundCloud,
Spotify,
and the Anchor app.
If you have comments or questions, send your emails to cunyradio@gmail.com. That's
CUNIradio@gmail.com.
We would love to take your comments and questions. A cool ass blog, blogging all the time. Hit the website for the flyest merchandise I believe paper could buy. Hey, man, this is your favorite uncle, Corey Matthews, representing CoolUniversity.com.
Woo! Cause I smoke that cushy, that kush, that haze, that indo. Goddamn, I'm so high. Cause I smoke that cushy. I smoke so much, I swear I just might touch the sky. Cause I smoke that cushy. Them trees, that bud, that bush, that skunk ain't no surprise. Cause I smoke that cushy. That quarter, that eighth, that pound, that blood stays on my mind.
This is the Erase Podcast Network, providing you with quality podcasts since 2016.